It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, is a holiday celebrated in Mexico and around the world on November 1st and 2nd to remember loved ones who have died. So how is it being celebrated in Pittsburgh? Joining us to explain the traditions that are part of the Day of the Dead are Megan Rooney, Director of Education at La Escuelita Arcoiris, a Spanish language immersion program for young children. Megan, good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Tomas Tequan Away, head chef at Casa Reina Mexican Restaurant in the Strip District. He comes from the Cholula, Puebla region of Mexico. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
So, Tomas, how big of a holiday is the Day of the Dead in Mexico?
Very big. It's about started from 28 until November 2nd. So it's very traditional in Mexico.
So it starts on October the 28th, you say?
And I started from 28 October until November 2nd. It's for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm. So it goes on for quite a few days. And for people in Pittsburgh and listening to this show who are not from Mexico, not familiar with this tradition, what is it about? What is the point of it?
Well, 28, that means in Bolivia and Mexico, the 28th is supposed to become visit all you people, like they actually die for some kind of accident or they got killed. So they call accidentados. And 29 actually is the kids they born or died, completely died. They never saw the.
So October 28th is for people who died in accidents or were killed. The 29th is for children who died at birth.
Yeah, like or when they, mm-hmm. I mean, they never see the.
Never don't get to grow up, basically.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
So on the 30th. Supposed to become, I think they are regular people. Mm-hmm. Like they die for getting sick or anything like that.
Okay.
And the 30 is supposed to be like your real family. Like, and the first 31st and
today,
all those 3 days, the beliefs they stay at home, everybody. So by that means, do you, you make them offerings. Like, you got to put on, like, special tables. You put, like, whatever they like.
You put out food that the people that have passed on would have wanted to eat.
Right.
As if they're, almost as if they're there at the table with you.
Right, but it's special food, special bread, special fruits, and all the stuff. Like, most of the stuff that you people, they like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my granddad, he died for alcohol, so he used to drink a lot. So my grandma used to put tequila and all the stuff, like stuff that she knows what he likes.
So even though that wasn't necessarily something he should have been doing in life, your grandmother said, hey, that's what he wants. I'm putting it out for
yes.
And Megan, people that are trying to wrap their minds around the idea that, okay, well, this is the Day of the Dead, but we're celebrating it.
Right.
Where does the celebratory aspect come in?
I think that I had mentioned that that's what impacted me as opposed to us in the United States. I would say generally we hide it and it's dark and it's all very sad and hush hush and we don't want to talk about it. When you experience it through Mexicans' eyes or in Mexico, there's just everything's colorful. The flowers, the special flowers, the marigolds and the coxcombs, red and oranges, the paper banners. It's brightly colored, and I think what it just really shoots it back to each individual living. This person's dead, but guess what? We're here. It's going to be a very short time. We're all going to eventually confront this. Let's have fun. Maybe it's that we laugh harder, we sing more, we dance, we play, we pray. We need to be here now and really also relive the wonderfulness of that person's life each year at this time.
What and we process death differently here, don't we? What can we in the United States and those of us living here in Pittsburgh, what can we learn about processing death perhaps a bit differently from these traditions?
I would say that it's just really important to look at it as a natural part of the life cycle. I mean, we can all say that, but I think that when you take aside a day or two to make a gift for your deceased loved one, let's say a dish that my mom loved or that was really good at making and that we really loved, brings out really healing conversations. If you're making a craft, a lot is about arts and crafts in Mexico. And when your hands are moving and you're cutting that paper and you're at a table with a bunch of people putting together tamales, you are sharing those stories. So I think you're getting it out. You're getting the deep, dark, the dark part of death, which, you know, Mexicans, not that they don't cry when somebody dies, but moving on and using that to make your life more rich.
Your first experiences with this came at a particularly opportune time in your life.
Yes.
Tell us about it, Megan.
Well, my mom was very sick with cancer for 3 or 4 years. She had suffered with cancer for about 8 years. And at the very end, I was with her a lot and very much taking care of her with my siblings. And when she died, one of my goals in life post university and loving all my Spanish classes was to become fluent in the language. And that freed me to go to Mexico. I chose Mexico. I wanted to become fluent. My mom had just passed away. I arrived. I was there for 10 or 11 months. So I was fluent in Spanish. And then, boom, November 1st and 2nd happened. And I happened to be in a town that was celebrating Day of the Dead. And I really hadn't. I had probably read about it and heard about it in Spanish class, but I had no idea what this was about. And it so heavily impacted me that I've always, ever since then, celebrated it. I was able to bring out the pictures of my grandmother and my mother, decorate an ofrenda or altar, buy all the little things that make, you know, an offering. And it just really, I think it was just like the final part of the healing process.
And it kind of snuck up on you, it sounds like.
Yeah. I really, I don't think I was seeking it out at all, but it was kind of the last, the icing on the cake of this.
And how did it help? How does it help you with the grieving process?
The openness, really. I really think that just my mom died instead of my mom died, you know, like teary and sad, and everybody saying, I'm sorry. They're like, who is this? Who's this a picture of? What was she like? Tell me about her. It's just it's a very lively thing, a live thing. Like each year, this comes alive. And my mom comes alive, I would say, for my son. He never met her. He was born 4 years after she passed away. But I feel like he's very connected to who my mom was and her stories and her recipes because of that we take a time aside to do this. Now, with the kids that we work with, some are very, very little, and death does not come into play in their lives in a concrete way until they're a little older. But we have celebrated Day of the Dead at La Escuelita for every year that we've been around in some sort of way. And kids bring in pictures of their dogs and their cats, lots of animals, sometimes grandparents. And the ones who continue to come back to our fiestas, they look forward to decorating a sugar skull. I've had kids lose their grandmothers within the past few years, even though they were students long ago. They will decorate a sugar skull with frosting, with bright colors.
And that's
for
really
them.
Part of the Mexican tradition.
Yeah,
the sugar
and
skull.
Yeah, they look forward to it. They say, Megan, when are we going to do Sugar Skull Day? And it's such a, I think it's such a wonderful gift. I really feel like it has changed their lives, their perspective. Like I want to sit down at a table with all my friends and talk about my friend who passed away last year, or my grandmother, or my, you know.
This is encouraging children to talk about something that they may have to deal with at a young age anyway.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking with Megan Rooney. She's director of education at La Escuelita Arco Iris, a Spanish language immersion program for young children here in Pittsburgh, and also Tomas Tijuana Wayaway. He's head chef at Casa Reina Mexican restaurant in the Strip District, talking about today, November 1st, being Day of the Dead, and how it is celebrated around the world and how it will be celebrated in Pittsburgh and the evolution of that celebration. Megan, how is your organization and others in Pittsburgh planning to celebrate the Day of the Dead? What kind of celebrations do you want to see in the Steel City?
I've always wanted to have a community celebration, and numerous years we've offered fiestas in small venues or around the East End, and mostly it's the parents of our children and children that come and their friends. We recently have made connections with the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, so a great artist, Katie Dement, has been doing workshops at the Latino Family Center, at the Pittsburgh Public Market, at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, all around the city throughout the past month and a half, 2 months, getting little crafts like these sugar swirls, papel picado, or these memory boxes together. And so that hopefully a wider swath of people is able to participate with us, join in the fun, and and really experience some of the more beautiful components of this holiday celebration. And yeah, we want to see it become much more a part of the community here.
Tomas, how do you celebrate the Day of the Dead now that you're living here in Pittsburgh?
Well, I do the same tradition. I pour offerings, and I remember all my family I lose already all these days. So I always remember them, but especially these 5 days. Yeah. So,
how long have you lived here now?
Well, I've been here in the United States for 14 years.
Have you seen the perception of Americans and of people in Pittsburgh of the Day of the Dead? Have you seen that celebration grow and change since you've been in the United States?
Mm.
Are we getting the hang of it the way Mexicans do?
No, I don't really see nothing like that.
Not yet? Not yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what advice do you have for us?
Maybe, I mean, if you guys like, you guys can do it. Why not?
And Megan, what are some of the things that are on the calendar for the next couple of days? Because this extends through the second. So let people know what they can embrace that's going to occur over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, the culmination of the La Escuelita Pittsburgh Center for Creative Use and Latino Family Center project.
Yeah, that's a word for it, sure.
Will happen on Saturday, November 2nd. Friday night, there's going to be some art on Penn Avenue during Unblurred. It's a first Friday on Penn Avenue, Penn and Garfield. And there is a lot of art galleries involved with it that have little altars or ofrendas in their windows and as part of their exhibits. Then on Saturday, from 2 to 5 p.m., we're going to have a family fiesta. It's open to everybody, the whole community. It's at the Kauffman Center in the Hill, near right next to the Hill House, and open to everybody, free, lots of crafts, basically, and music, and a puppet show. We do a Day of the Dead puppet show that links a lot of the Mexican components and the flight of the butterflies down to Mexico during this time of the year. So it's and tacos from Las Palmas and cerveza. So yeah, we're hoping to make this the culmination is the fiesta.
And I guess it helps when November 1st and 2nd fall on a Friday and a Saturday.
It's great. I was thinking, well, you know, next year we just extend it to the 3rd and the 4th. Sometimes you have to morph it. It's not as traditional, but
Tomas Tequan Awayaway and Megan Rooney joining us to talk about the Day of the Dead. Thank you, both of you, for being with us here in Studio A. Gracias, señor.
De nada.
Yes. And happy Day of the Dead.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, a new professional theater company, The Phoenix, opens tonight. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.